Senior Focus. Kia ora tato. Good afternoon, I'm Anne-Marie Khoury. I'm your presenter for this edition of Senior Focus. And I have with me in the studio our guest today, Maxine Stilling from Haumaru Housing. Welcome, Maxine.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
And I met Maxine at our recent foray out into the community at a seniors event, and she had her own stall and was busy communicating with the communities of the West about Haumaru Housing and what they were achieving and what they were doing. And she's a great engagement person for the organisation. So I've brought her in to give us an understanding about how Haumaru Housing helps with seniors' housing needs and the particular offerings that are available and just how comprehensive and what kind of a wraparound service is provided. It's not just there's the keys, there's your flat. It's quite the opposite. And so thank you for coming in, Maxine. And I want to also focus on your background to this role, because I think it's very obvious to me that you've made a huge qualitative difference in the way Haumaru operates. And hearing about you coming from a nursing background, being a registered nurse, having legal training, having been brought to New Zealand to be a clinical manager of our hospital in Auckland, and then going over to the North Shore and being handpicked by the CEO of Haumaru to come in and make a difference in writing policies and creating the role you've got now in terms of a quality focus of quality tenancy management. So you've got a passion for what you do and how you do it. Would you like to tell us about that?
Okay. Being a nurse, I think the caring aspect has always been within me. And to be able to come to New Zealand, work as an RN, and then move over to housing has been extremely beneficial to me. I've really enjoyed every moment. The role itself within Haumaru has been changing slightly, but for the better. The quality side on aspects of the role has definitely been a big part of my daily role. I need to make sure that my tenants and my staff are fully under the umbrella of well-being, and that they either enjoy the job or live extremely well in the units that we provide.
Right. Now, it seems to me that you have done something quite important in terms of helping people get the best arrangements, and that is that you have developed a good network of contacts. You collaborate well with people and other agencies, and it's that quality of relationship building and networking that's really added a huge difference to the value of what you're doing. So would you like to tell us about some of the ways in which you do provide wraparound services for people who are lucky enough to come into a Haumaru Housing place to live?
I think we're very lucky because we are able to reach out to the different services that are around and about. People work very hard. So the people from Bahati Samaj, people from Age Concern, and from the Chinese New Settlers Trust, just to name just a few, and plus being associated with Age Friendly Auckland has been so beneficial. It's allowed me to open up my network and bring in services for our tenants, especially some of our tenants that are really struggling to eat. So some of our local churches have been offering, and Mirai's have been offering and bringing food to some of our tenants to make sure that the little monies that they do get from the wins, that they are able to have a little bit more of a life than what they probably would have before. So yes, the reaching out has been extremely important. Mm. Our wraparound with Age Concern, we have four connectors. So they work very closely with me. And if we've got any of our tenants that our community managers are concerned with, then they will go, they will let me know, and I will arrange for one of the connectors in either north, south, east or west to go and visit them on my behalf, due to the fact of my workload being quite extensive.
And I was thinking, in the beginning, the context of housing for seniors, I didn't actually spell this out particularly well, so I'd like to just take a step back and point out that largely Homaru Housing are providing social housing, which is for people on certain criteria of a lower income and without excessive extra funds in the bank. And also it's for people who have few other options, and so need is assessed on the basis of need, not how long they've been on a waiting list or like that. Now, the these places are basically the core group is provided by Auckland Council as the legal entity, but more recently, because Homaru is structured within as a standalone separate entity, it's been able to work alongside Kāinga Ora, and they've actually worked to produce a block of flats suitable for seniors, new builds. And so that's one in Northcote, and it's rather like the one out in Wiltshire Village, if anyone knows that, out in West Auckland. So this is a brand new enterprise. So these are not all run-down council flats by any measure of means. So it's quite a mixture in the stable of what's on offer. Some people will be aware that when the council put up their existing stable of pension housing for management, there were a couple of contenders, and Selwyn Foundation won the contract, and they created Homaru Housing as a standalone loan trust to do the management side. And I think that there were sort of concerns about whether, even though it was all not-for-profit, there were concerns about whether, in fact, it would be well-managed and whether seniors would be have any sort of wraparound service. And I think that what's come about is really probably the best that we could imagine for seniors. It's really very comprehensive, and I think that quite a range of needs are being met. And I wondered if you'd like to comment on how you see it in terms of diversity.
I think we're very lucky that Auckland Council allowed the limited partnership with Selwyn and ourselves. We manage the buildings, but within that we're more of a social landlord. So we look after the well-being of our tenants. With the wraparound service, yes, we can access through Selwyn, as well as Age Concern and the other people that are around and about. But what we wanted to do was make sure that our tenants were not isolated, and that they became as much of a part of a community as they should be, that they're not left out. So within North Shore, there was an area that we discovered that digital literacy wasn't great with some of our tenants. So we joined the digital literacy bandwagon, and I went on the board with the group that was working with people from down in the Wairarapa. So down in Devonport, We've had lots of different areas where our tenants are taken to libraries so they learn. We've had people coming in to teach our tenants digital literacy. Not everybody wants to learn it, but those that have found a real benefit. And our group that's in Otara Court have really romped it on. They have done extremely well with digital literacy. And they're probably one of the flagships when it comes to digital literacy itself. But because it's so popular, it's rolled out over in Beechhaven and down south. And we go as far down as Waiuku. So there is lots that our tenants can do, should they wish. They're not forced to, but we have a multitude of van trips that run. Some go up to the sculpturarium that's up north, Matakana. They go to Men's Shed. They'll go over to their choice. The community manager, which we have nine in total, will go and find out what they would like to do. And then they put the vans on that are supplied by Selwyn. So they have two vans. So we can take 14 people out at any one time.
That's magnificent. Yes, I think the need to address social isolation and get people out in the community interacting, and of course the world opens up to them with digital literacy skills, and so actually finding ways to make it user-friendly and easy to access and easy to join in and to learn at their level exactly what they need in a personalised way, that's just fabulous. And it's very fortuitous, I think, that the age-friendly movement in Auckland, the age-friendly action plan, identified digital literacy as well as transport and housing. Those three were the top of the list of what they thought that seniors needed most in Auckland. And that was done on a piece of research that took a couple of years, and they interviewed over 3,000 seniors. So I know that what you're doing is very much mirroring what the research said the needs were, and it's really good news to know that all of this is going on. And I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't really know this if they weren't listening to us. That's the beauty of this program on Planet, that we do get inside information and stuff going out there, because often papers are full of negative news. There's plenty of negative news about housing, but it's harder to find the positives. Now, I'm also wondering what sort of plans you have for expansion of the housing, because we know about Kāinga Ora building new builds. We know that it's not just what was inherited from council ownership. But I'm just wondering what the plan is in terms of making something available for people who would normally not fit the mould of social housing, because they maybe got slightly too much money in the bank, or they just slightly cut above the income criteria. So what's on offer that's coming up?
Okay, so I'm glad you asked that. We have, at this present moment in time, some units that we are advertising that will be half market rent. So if you are unable to get onto the WINS register because you do have funds in the bank, the funds will be a part of the criteria, but it's the need that we're looking at. And we all know that rentals are so expensive these days, and for some of our over 65s, puts them into the poverty line because their rentals are so much. So we have approximately, I think, 45 left at the moment, which are basically either in the north or the south. The ones west and east have all been taken up these past few weeks with the 50% subsidy. So, and the subsidy is being put together from us, from Homaru. So it's 50% So it's the market rent. So the tenant, new tenant coming in will pay the 50%, and it's topped up by us, not by the government, just so that we can have people in that require a roof over their head. They will still go through the housing process as you would if you were on the MSD register. However, it's not just solely on that anymore. It's literally making sure that they have a roof over their head if they're struggling.
And, of course, the big advantage would be they're not in the queue with people who've got babies.
That's right.
And people whose priority is right at the top. And they are progressively down the list. So they've got more chance of actually getting somewhere.
That's absolutely right. And I think it's important that everybody sees that actually we're trying our best for our prospective tenants and the tenants that we have. And our last feedback, we've had 97% satisfaction from our tenants.
Wow, that's worth skating about.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking also, when you're saying north and south, Auckland is a big region. Have you got any particular locations that you know where there are vacancies at the moment in this?
So we have, I know we have some in Devonport, and also I think a little bit further up, actually near our new build at Greenslade, so up near where the hospital is. But there are just one or two dotted around in different villages and in Torbay.
Mm-hmm.
Because our villages are up from as far as Torbay and all the way down to Waiuku, we go across to Howick and to the other side, which is Titirangi.
Right. So in Torbay, for example, I know the units are brick and low, they're just one level, and they've got a very good outlook, and they're very sunny, and they're close to a reasonable bus service every half hour, and one that goes direct to the hospital, which is pretty good if you're going to any appointments. So I'm just wondering what kind of a rental would those units go for?
They vary. Really?
Because of your different bedrooms.
That's absolutely right. If they're a one bedroom or whether they're a bed sit combination. Mm-hmm. But our placements team are extremely good. They have everything that you could possibly do, and they will help somebody to either go onto a register if they think actually you don't fit and you need to be on that register because you've not got enough funds, or they will say you've got this, we can't put you on the register because of this, however we have these that may suit your needs. And then
I'm just thinking of one or two people I know who are paying market rental at the moment and who would really value the opportunity, I think. And so I'm wondering, so a one bedroom, that's not a bed sit, but a one bedroom, would that be, say, 400? The full market rental?
If it could be full market rent, it might be maybe less than that. Normally it's less South Auckland than it obviously is North Auckland. But people will be able to apply to see whether they're eligible for other monies from WINS, despite being able to have one of the houses, one of the units. But yes, 50%.
I see. So they still might get assistance from WINS on to help with that 50%. That's very interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a really good concept. And I think with us having units that the government are not subsidising, then it gives us the opportunity to allow people who wouldn't be eligible to come into these units because they're all close to all amenities. And also Woolworths and New World go and pick up and take them to the stores and take them back to quite a number of our locations. Yes, it's and like I say, when we've got tenants that will go out on day trips, sometimes they just go for a ride and then go for fish and chips somewhere. But it's nice to get a few different villages together.
Yes, I have heard from people in some of the villages, and you know, I have heard some of the outings that they've been on and so on. So I think that it's meeting a real need, and I know that people are really excited because they're able to go places that they wouldn't be able to go themselves. Either it's too far for them to drive, or they don't have a car, or you know, various reasons. But yeah, it does give them a real sense of belonging to a wider community. And not just feeling isolated, yeah.
I think we've had some issues with scammers. As everybody knows, people have been scammed. We had a village that we heard about an issue, and then the following Monday, this happened on the Friday, and the following Monday, we brought ASB in, and then we found out it was just unrolled to find out there was quite a number of tenants had been scammed, but we only knew about the one at the time. And the camaraderie and how they've got round things and how they managed to utilise ASB was just phenomenal. It was, I walked away and thought, today I've achieved. On that one thing, I've achieved.
Wow. And do you have some kind of magazine or newsletter that you share these kind of successes?
Yes, so
with the community.
Every month a newsletter goes out, so one is just on its way out at the moment, which tells us what's going on in different villages, whether they've had village meetings and what it's been about, and also with regards to what is coming on and how to look after yourself in this wet weather. And lots of different tidbits, really. We are trying to expand it to something different, because it's just an A4 on both sides at the moment, but it's it'll be progressively get better. Because there's a lot more going on.
Yes, and what a fabulous idea to have something that enables people to really have that identity that they belong in the community massaged and
that's right
highlighted.
And I think now that we've realised that social spaces are so important, in Torbay, for instance, they had a pergola that was built, and they go out there and they have barbecues, obviously, when the weather is good. And we've got, we didn't have village halls in every village, and we've started to put things in place for that. And I would say that the best thing with regards to our new property at Greenslade Crescent has a huge communal room that we will then mix from across the road, the over 65s that are living in Kangora to ours, so we can bring another community on board.
Ah, that's great. That's really great. I know that some of the retirement villages have had to address the social isolation and issues, because some people were actually describing their existence as being like in a prison, and, you know, they were having to walk down long corridors, and once they got behind their door, they were in their own world, but they weren't communicating or engaged in any way, and so that's really sad. So it doesn't sound like that would actually happen in your scenario of your villages, because there's just so much going on and there's so much active wraparound support from day one.
That's right, and our community managers are so good. If they respond quite quickly should they find that one of the tenants have a missing a slight thing, so they will go out and find it to replace. But they work extremely hard, and they have a weekly clinic in every village, so there's any issues the tenants can come along, or they will message them and say, I've got a leaky tap, or you know, anything that's a part of the build, and they will go and they will sort everything, and then that goes back to the office onto a job sheet, and facilities and our contractors will go out and deal with that.
Great. Fantastic. I am wondering, I'm wondering now if there's anything that you would like to see on the horizon added into the mix, if there's any wish list or vision you have of how this will evolve into the next stage.
I do think that we've got potentially old buildings that have an expiry life, and I do think that eventually, you know, the buildings will rot, or and we'll have to have a substantial amount of money plugged in to them. And which way they're going to go with Hamaru, I don't know. I just deal with once we've got the build, like we've got Greenslade starting this week, basically, with people moving in. But I just wish that they would build more quickly so that we can give all them people that are on the WINS register and allow some of our other people that are struggling to pay the rent, come and join Hamaru. We're a great team. There is only 30 of us, and we've got over 1,400 tenants.
1,400 tenants. Wow.
And they all know the community manager by name, and they know all know the happy lady that comes in that just wants to put everything to right, but obviously I don't have a magic wand, and I wish I did.
All right. Maxine, I'm delighted that we've had you in and we've learnt more about Hamaru housing, and we have a positive picture about the ways in which social isolation and social cohesion are being dealt with. And I just thought about, you know, some of the pockets that people are in. I mean, obviously people want to be in a particular location. They don't want to move out of the community to somewhere that they don't know anybody, because that's quite hard to do. So I'm just wondering, how do you break down barriers and how do you deal with social cohesion?
So ultimately, wherever anybody would like to go and reside, they're given three choices, realistically, just to make sure that their social network is not depleted and that whānau are living close by if they do have whānau. A lot of our tenants don't. So they rely on us and the support that we can help and put in, because some of the tenants are legacy tenants that have been there since way before we took over, and they've would have been living a very different life now that we're involved than what they would have done previously. And I just think it's really important that our elders have got so much knowledge. It's phenomenal. They will beat me at playing Rummy Cub any day of the week, which they have when I've played in Wilshire. But there's something about Hamaru that just needs replicating. And if they could get the amount of staff like what we've got doing the same, I think the world will be a better place.
Well, thank you very much. I've learned a lot myself, and I would like to have you come back. Perhaps be part of a panel when we talk about housing.
Absolutely.
Because housing is the most disruptive problem in society today, and seniors are just as much victims of homelessness and inappropriate and unsuitable housing as anybody else. So we can't stop talking about it. Thanks for coming in, Maxine.
Thank you for asking me. It's been a pleasure.
Great. And thanks to our listeners, and we look forward to having you with us next week.
Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word.
say